Supplemental reading.
Daryl Atkins and the Death Penalty. Mentally challenged people have IQs of below 70. Many mentally challenged people with IQs of 55 and above can hold jobs, have children, and do many things that normal people do. They even commit murder and other crimes. When mentally challenged people commit crimes and are convicted, is it fair to put them to death, as other criminals are sentenced to death? This is a question that American people and their courts have struggled with for many years. However, in recent years, it seems that the majority of Americans have come closer to agreement on the issue. Many people now think that putting mentally challenged people to death is a cruel and unusual punishment. Daryl Atkins had an IQ of 59. In the late 1990s, Atkins was found guilty of killing a person and was given the death penalty in Virginia. His case was appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court. In 2002, the court ruled that Atkins and other mentally challenged persons may not be executed. This decision opposed a 1989 Supreme Court decision that said mentally challenged persons may be executed. Since 1976, approximately 35 mentally challenged people have been executed in the United States. In the 2002 decision, the court said that the nation had come to a consensus against executing the mentally challenged. They said it is unfair to execute someone who cannot fully understand how bad their actions were. It is a violation of the U.S. Constitution's ban against cruel and unusual punishment.